strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 3 grams of zinc. Hang on. I've got a pen yet.
Hang on.
Slow down.
Hang on.
Where's the pen?
And a tablespoon. And 1 tablespoon. Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, then you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Quite right too. It's a Friday morning, and as promised, we're going live now to our ASA reporter with our sister station, of course, Siren FM, on location with Virgin Trains somewhere in the lower parts of the country. It's a very good morning to the joys of Holly McGrath. Good morning, Holly. How are you?
Hello. It's Holly and Kaylee here at the moment.
Holly and Kaylee, which is always wonderful stuff. It's your first ever official report for the Midweek Drive. Now, first of all, I didn't check this before we actually went live. Are you actually on the train?
We are, and we are may go through some tunnels, so bear with. But yeah, we are currently on a first class carriage reserved for all our fashion people. Which is quite nice.
Which is obviously one of the reasons you actually are there. Just share with us, for those people who weren't listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition yesterday and catching up on the podcast, why exactly are you with Lincoln Big and with, obviously, Sarah Bullimore and Jessica and some of the other fine folk, why are you making your way to the London Fashion Week, courtesy, of course, of first-class travel on Virgin Trains?
Well, we are the social media rep, I guess, of Siren and Southside Broadcast, so we will be updating you on multiple platforms throughout the day on the fashion activities.
Which makes sense. So what are your first impressions? Have you travelled first class on Virgin Trains before?
No, we have not. We've been treating very kindly as well. Lots of coffee already.
All good, so that's fine. I mean, it was obviously a brisk start. A prompt departure at 6:30, I presume?
Yep. So that meant about 5 a.m. wake up, but, you know, part of the job.
Yeah, well, this is, again, media scenarios from that point of view. So how many people are actually with you on the train? I mean, have you managed to find out sort of folk, et cetera? Are people well dressed out, well turned out? What's the, describe what you're seeing.
The sun is shining. The people are colourful. The carriage, there's about, I don't know, 30
of us.
All of us representing different shops. Different jobs of creativity.
Excellent.
Ready for Lincoln.
Well, there we are. It's bringing the best of Lincoln through the whole sort of sequence now. Are you still there, or have you gone through a tunnel? No, they're still there, which is good. Coming up on the programme this morning, we'll be talking to racing driver and car expert Vicky Butler Henderson, who'll be joining us. Plus, we've got a couple of Olympians, Roger Black and Steve Backley, are actually going to be joining us. But we're going to be doing regular link-ups with respect to this. So what's your schedule? You're obviously on a train at present. We've heard the sort of sounds going through that. When's the estimated time of arrival in King's Cross?
9:30.
So I think we're probably looking at doing one more link before you actually sort of arrive, and then of course there's lovely tunnels into London, and then probably just immediate. Now, what's the plan when you get to King's Cross? What are you going to do? What's the sort of the general layout?
We have got a very detailed itinerary, not in front of us right now, but it involves getting to the stand.
Yes. When we get to King's Cross, we have a few press photos that we have to take, and then we make our way over to the Strand Studios, which is near Holborn.
And we're there for about 5 hours, just looking through studios, taking some interviews, hopefully.
Yep.
Seeing, there's a couple of catwalks.
Excellent. And of course, you said you're keeping people abreast of this throughout the morning, so people can obviously tune in to the live broadcast that we're actually doing with Southside, or they can listen again to the podcast. But if they want to actually follow this as well to get the whole experience, what are the handles for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and so on?
They are as follows. It's London Fashion Week, so it's LFW.
Yep.
And then we've got SS17, we've got Runway Style, we've got Designers, and we've got Lincoln Fashion Week will be trending. And the Friday Feeling, hashtag Friday Feeling.
Exactly, so Lincoln Fashion Week, Friday Feeling, hashtag Friday Feeling, great sort of stuff from that point of view. Is Sarah Bullimore around on the train, or is she sort of stepping aside for this routine? Have you met up with Sarah as yet? I think they've gone. I think they have actually gone. Yes, they have actually gone. Well, never mind. We'll return to Holly and Jessica and find out what some of their adventures will be in a matter of moments, probably after this.
They seek him here. They seek him there. His clothes are loud. But never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon pants, his raked up tights, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, and next week he's in stripes, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street.
So, just before we obviously sort of were cut off in our prime with respect to tunnels and so on with Holly, we said, is Sarah Bullimore on the train? We didn't hear an answer, but we took a gamble and we thought we'd connect with her. And Sarah, you are on the train.
I am indeed. I'm on Virgin Train.
Marvellous.
Travelling away down to London right now.
Splendid. So in this first class carriage, I mean, I don't know, are you within eyesight of Holly and Kayleigh? Are they in a completely different zone? Just describe the sort of outline of yourself and 30-odd other people who are representing the best of Lincoln fashion on the way to London.
We filled the train carriage, and I think they're way down the other side, and I'm right at one end of it, so we've got a whole carriage full. I think it's about 44 of us in total.
Ah.
So we've completely filled it up, and ready to cross.
Excellent. Now, Holly's obviously on the case when it comes to hashtag Lincoln Fashion Week and Friday feeling, runway style, all the sort of areas from that point of view. But when you got up this morning, you thought, oh, Lord, you know, this time, because it's a bit of an early sort of start from that sort of point of view. What was the level of excitement that was sort of generated on Lincoln Station?
Oh, it was definitely. There were so many of us, and we were all dressed up, ready to go, and all in full makeup and lovely outfits as well, ready to kind of take our trends across to London and show our stuff, really. So it was very dark and cold first thing this morning, but we're all fueled now with our coffees and teas on the train, and the sun's shining for us.
Of course, the other routine, which is worth noting, is as you go into London, you'll be passing the stadium that Lincoln City Football Club will be performing at in a few weeks' time. That's the Emirates Stadium.
So, yes, you will go straight past that.
Yeah,
we'll give them away.
Precisely. So, I'm prepared to actually have all sorts of exciting things there. We've talked at length about, obviously, Lincoln Fashion Week. You listen again to the podcast, you work through this, but I mean, this just seems to be getting bigger and bigger each year, and no small thanks to your good self, of course, Sarah. But is this the first time that we've actually connected both London Fashion Week and Lincoln Fashion Week together with Virgin Trains?
It is, that's right, yeah. So we first kind of chatted to Virgin Trains East Coast last year, and they kind of offered us the opportunity, and we wanted to make sure that it coincided with London Fashion Week, because we've got so many sponsors and retailers and everybody on board, and some of our models as well, so we thought nothing better than coming along and checking out the fashion that's on in London, really, and so we can bring that back to Lincoln.
Yesterday we were delighted to find that you'd been listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition whilst sitting by your computer planning world domination, which is the way forward. It's great stuff. Jessica was obviously on form. Is Jessica awake and alive and with you today?
Yes, I don't know where she's disappeared to.
No,
she's running up and down the counter, giving out things and information and tickets ready for when we get there.
Sorting through all manner of folk from that point of view.
Yeah.
And so we got some of the representatives. Do you want to give a few name checks? I mean, hopefully we'll cover everybody over the sort of the course of the sort of few links that we're actually doing, and before you actually get to the Strand, etc. But a few sort of heads up for our listeners to be aware of who else is actually on the train with you at present.
Are you still there?
Yes, we haven't left you, Sarah. We're still here. We might have left you now, though. We've possibly gone. Never mind. We will come back. We'll get ourselves sorted out. That's the whole sort of system you're listening to. Southside Broadcasting together with Siren at 107.3 FM.
Please hang up.
I see. That's a nice message. I think we'll have to do that, clearly. And as I say, we're on the train. Well, actually, we're not on the train. We're in the studio. Sarah Bullibor's on the train. Kelly Humphreyville is on the train. And Holly McGrattan is also on the train together with some of the fine folk from Lincoln Fashion Week, heading down to London to obviously pick up the best of the ideas for London Fashion Week, bring it back to Lincoln and celebrate and rejoice in a kind of fashionistic way. We'll be right back.
right, don't worry, we won't be doing what we did yesterday and look through every train theme scenario and go through fashion today. But after speaking to Holly, who launched the whole piece a few moments ago, and Sarah Bullimore, who's actually at the other end of the carriage, I think, and not within eyeshot of the whole thing, needless to say, we're delighted to say, Kaylee Umfraville, welcome to the Morning Sequence on your first official location report.
Hello, yes.
So, the coffee, I gather, has been good. The quality of service has been, as expected, first class. What are your thoughts on your little journey so far? Now you're a mere, just about an hour and 10 minutes away from going into London itself.
Yes, it's been amazing. The seats are so comfy and the view from the window is amazing. It's a beautiful day. And the coffee was really good, and the pastries are delicious.
Well, it's just a win-win. So, what are you most... I mean, I know you're there as... You're doing a professional job there. You're representing the Midweek Drive Morning Edition and the Midweek Drive. You're representing Siren FM, Southside Broadcasting as well. What are you most looking forward to today? Is it going to be a trip to the Strand? Is it going to be looking at the various fashions that are actually there? What's the thing that, from your point of view, you're thinking, I'm quite looking forward to that one?
I'm really looking forward to a talk about the fashion of Princess Diana.
Yeah.
There's a talk about that, which is going to which sounds really interesting. And then there's a catwalk fashion show called Mother of Pearl, which sounds really good. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Well, I mean, clearly you'll be taking photographs, etc. Now, will you be back on the programme next week to report back in full as to your experiences on Lincoln Fashion Week, going to London for London Fashion Week, courtesy of Virgin Trains?
Of course, I can't wait.
Yeah, here we are. It's also now. I gather Sarah's at the other end of the train. You're presumably sitting next to Holly, so that's all connected from that point of view. We're going to try and reach you again, probably just as you arrive. Well, actually, maybe just before you get into London for a short period. Now, I realise that might be difficult because I know there's a big tunnel before you actually go to King's Cross, but we'll see what happens there. We'll get an update in terms of what's happening from that point of view. Meanwhile, continue. Is it croissant? Or is it, they didn't offer a full breakfast, a full English breakfast, you've actually gone for the croissant option, presumably the healthy option today.
Oh, I have gone for a croissant and a pain au chocolat.
Oh, well, there we are. You see, clearly keeping the European theme going, even though the public voted against it. No, I won't even go there. It's great stuff. Kaylee, great stuff to get connected with your good self. We're going to have one last try to reach Sarah at the other end of the train. You know, all connected well from that point of view. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll be back with you probably just after we've done a piece with Victor, with Vicky Butler-Henderson at around about 9:15 or so this morning. Say that just as our social networkers are doing fantastic stuff as well, we're going to make sure this currently live program, at least via Southside Broadcasting, will be online and available for download before, I say that again, before Sarah and Kaylee and Holly and Jessica and the rest of the fine team get into London King's Cross. So they might even be able to listen to this little thing all over again via podcast. Isn't that exciting, Sarah Bullimore?
It is exciting indeed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the joys of... I mean, thankfully, you've each been equipped with mobile phones, so we've managed to go from Holly to yourself to Kaylee back down the carriage as the trains have been sort of interbursting on the whole thing. It's been great.
Fantastic. Oh, that's great.
Well, now, when we last left you, before we were sort of told by the lady at the other end of the line, please hang up. It's very, very good. Other phone companies obviously are available. We were just talking about who else is on the train with you and some of the name checks for some of the fine folk that are representing Lincoln in London.
They are.
Today.
We do. We've got absolutely loads of people. Saying before, we've got the Body Shop, we've got New Look, we've got Top Shop, we've got Jones, all the shops from the Waterside Shopping Centre and representatives from there. We've got St Mark's Shopping Centre, and we've got lots of our fashion models. We've got Stephen Lonsdale, and we've got Chanel, and we've also got Debenham for this day, and we've got lots of kind of press and social media and bobs as well. So it's really exciting and fun.
Sensational. And can you just remind us once again, Sarah, for people who might have sort of thought, and they don't want to listen back to the podcast again, what are the main ways in which people can get involved on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook? How can they actually follow this grand experience?
They can indeed. They can follow our journey today. They can follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. You just search for Lincoln Fashion Week. Or if you use the hashtag Lincoln Fashion Week, then you can follow that journey as well. We're posting pictures and all sorts of things as we go on our journey today and throughout the day.
Of course, you realise this could actually set a scene for different transport ways in which you can move from Lincoln to London. And I think a hot air balloon could be an option for next year. I just sort of raise that as a possibility.
That would be brilliant,
yes, yeah,
I like that.
Line for that. Or, of course, there's helicopter. There's the possibility of actually taking a boat around the side or the corner. There's all sorts of other routes.
Virgin have helicopters?
Well, I'm sure I'm sure we get something sorted through with respect to that. Or alternatively, we could even maybe look at a canal boat. That's another thought. Sarah, final question. What are you most looking forward to today? I mean, I know the Strand. I mean, we've already heard that Katie's looking forward to the Mother of Pearl talk and the talk on fashions of Princess Diana.
Oh, yes, that one is fascinating.
Any particular aspects from your own body? When you're not actually working like a whirling dervish to actually ensure everybody's sorted through, etc., that you sort of think, actually, I quite fancy checking out that one.
I think it's just brilliant to be able to be taking so many people down, and just really a big thanks to Virgin Train really for that, for allowing us all to go down. Just to go and experience the entire of the London Fashion Week festival and just get some inspiration really, and just kind of to be there, soak up the atmosphere and then bring all that inspiration back to Lincoln.
Absolutely. Well, as we said to Kaylee, we're going to try and reach you probably just before you get into London. That's assuming the trains and the various other things haven't connected. Then we might speak again just around about the 10 o'clock mark or thereabouts this morning to keep us updated of where things are happening. Sarah, you have, as expected, done the whole city of Lincoln proud, and so is everybody else there. We wish you all the very best, and that's going to be fantastic. And we look forward to hearing from you again, obviously today, but back in the studio, inspired on air, all sorts of other exciting things happening as far as bringing the best of fashion, art and design from London to Lincoln and beyond.
Thank you very much.
Actually, let's wrap up with those little words that normally close inspired on air. And I mean, I won't ask you to get the entire carriage to say this.
Shall I ask my table to do it?
Yeah, I think we should. We should go with that. So share with us.
Do I get to punt them?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So after three, yeah, they know what they're going to say.
One, two, three. Be inspired.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.